Here I am in the sunshine, and I'm actually down at Lane's Flat, which is, well, I guess headquarters central for this incredible transmission gully road that's being built. And with me is the chief executive, Sergio Mejia. How are you, Sergio?
Good, good, and you?
I'm extremely excited to be here, I've got to say. Now, Sergio, first thing I need to ask you is, how does a Colombian get to be controlling possibly the most important road in New Zealand?
Well, it's been a long journey. I've been here for probably end of 2015, but my career, I've brought to this project 20 years of experience in infrastructure construction. This is probably my fifth PPP. Also, my background, I'm a civil engineer, and I've got a few postgraduate degrees in finances and environmental planning, and a master's in project management. So I think it's a good
You're fit. Really well qualified, obviously. And obviously they've picked a really good man for the job, because every person I've spoken to so far, they all speak in glowing terms about what you do. So your role, I guess it's got to be a pretty hard thing to control and manage. It must be exciting from an engineer's perspective.
It is a very exciting for any engineer at any point in their career. It is a very exciting project to be involved with. It has everything an engineer can expect. It has got earthworks, it has got stabilization of embankments, of cuts, it's got major structures like Cannons Creek's Bridge, and many others like the Southern Intersection. It's a great opportunity and a great challenge for any engineer at any point in their career.
And of course, this is a PPP, which is a public-private partnership. What on earth does that mean?
In a nutshell, it's a public entity, NZTM in this case, giving an asset, like a road, an asset and a service to the privates. So the privates, WGP, it's a consortium of three companies, ACC, Infrared, and Pacific Partnerships. They finance, design, construct, and operate and maintain the road for 30 years, 5 years for construction, and 25 years for operations and maintenance. They do it all, and then after that, they hand it back to the agency, to the public.
Okay, so the business itself is the Wellington Gateway Partnership, is that right? That's who you work for?
Yes, that's who we work for, and we are the ones managing the project, yes.
Now, because of the size of this thing, because it's, 27 kilometres, is that right?
Yes, 27 kilometres.
So there must be an awful lot of really tricky stuff you're having to manage, because I've driven through here, I think it was back in April, and it's like a goat track. There's just so many hollows and gullies and cliffs and hills that you have to negotiate around. That must be really hard to build a road through.
It is, and that's the reason why we have a highly competent builder. We have a joint venture between CPB and HEB. And they're up to the challenge, and it hasn't been easy, and it won't get any easier, but they're up to the challenge, and we're very well prepared.
So with that in mind, can I ask the question, are we on time with the project? You know, is it going well?
Yes, we are.
Fantastic. Well, look, it's really exciting, because I'm actually back again on Friday, and we're actually going to do a massive drive-through, which is just going to be so exciting. So you'll be on that trip?
Absolutely.
All right, well, with a bit of luck, we'll get to chat again, Sergio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. There you go. Sergio Mejia, who is the chief executive of the Wellington Gateway Partnership and the project manager of this incredible road. So make sure you listen again on Friday morning when we actually get to have a drive on the roadway. And it is just going to be spectacular. Make sure you look at our Facebook page and you'll grab some pictures on that as well. So out and about in the sunshine, I'm Crispy for Beach FM 106.3.